Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about living as rich, what it looks like to be rich from God's perspective, how that reflects His nature, how we live that out on a day-to-day basis. And this morning, we're going to focus in on being rich in generosity. Two terms that, well, we often put together. We expect the rich to be generous, rarely defining ourselves as rich, so that it is someone else's responsibility. And yet, God has a different view. Our riches ought to be measured more by our generosity than by what we actually have. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 2, out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. It's one of those verses that if you've never heard or read before, it kind of catches you off guard. To begin with a context that you really don't expect to address generosity, at least not as the giver. You might expect it as the receiver. But out of the most severe trial, in extreme poverty, this rich generosity welled up within them. Why? Well, church answer, because of God. It talks about their overflowing joy. And that joy was present as a fruit of God's Spirit. It was present because of His presence. And we live in a time where many would cry out and do cry out that if only the rich would help. And could they do more? Should they do more? I don't know. I don't know them. I don't know what they do or what they don't do. But I don't really find biblical direction for my evaluating the generosity of someone else. Rather, God calls me to evaluate my own generosity. Am I rich toward God, as we talked about yesterday? Or am I simply rich toward myself? You see, we tend to think of others, you know, rich as those that have more than I do. And yet, to many, I'm rich. To many, you are rich. You see, we all have those that have more than we do. We all have those that have less than we do. God's measurement isn't based on what someone else has or what someone else does. His measurement is based on my heart, on your heart. You see, this rich generosity which welled up within those who were giving wasn't based on what they had materially. It was based on what they had in Christ. And there became an awareness, as Paul would later write, that he's learned contentment, whether in need or whether with plenty. God's presence with him was what he really needed and what he really wanted. And so this rich generosity begins by us allowing God's Spirit to direct and to grow and to produce that fruit of overflowing joy, to produce that fruit of love, to produce that fruit of kindness. I suspect that one of the greatest hindrances to generosity is our determination of whether we think someone deserves our generosity or not. And we cloak that in various language so as to not make ourselves sound too bad. But God comes along and asks the question, what do you have that you have not received? Now, many of us would hear that, and if it wasn't in a biblical context and someone was simply asking us that question, we would likely have an entire list of things that we did ourselves, that we earned ourselves, that we didn't get from anyone. The difficulty when it comes from God's Word is we're a little more cautious. Well, often we're a little more cautious about those bold statements because we understand the implied answer from God's Word is that there's nothing good that I have that did not come from God. Because he goes on to say, and if you have received from God, why do you act like you haven't? You see, this rich generosity comes by recognizing that what I have came from God and what I need comes from God. And so I trust him. I use wisdom. I seek his insight through his Spirit, through his Word. Yes, there are times where Jesus will say, do not cast your pearls before the swine, to use discernment. But sometimes that's an excuse not to be generous. Again, the difficulty with this rich generosity is that it's not a checklist mentality. It's not a cut and dry, do this, do that, do whatever. It's a relationship with God. And it's an obedience to God. It's a listening to God. It's a responsiveness to God. There are times where I will see on social media somebody's GoFundMe or somebody's plea for help, and there will be that inner nudging that I believe it's God's Spirit that I respond. And there's other times those things will go by and there just isn't that drawing to it that God's Spirit does at other times. God doesn't, I don't think God expects each one of us to meet every need. In fact, he said he's the one that supplies our every need according to his riches and glory. Sometimes that supply comes miraculously. Sometimes that supply comes by his prompting someone else to be generous. Sometimes that supply comes from opportunities that he gives us. And that's true for you, it's true for me, it's true for those that surround us. And so we pray, we listen, we ingest God's word so that out of our very innermost being, which ought to be filled with God's Spirit, a rich generosity wells up within us and overflows into the lives of the people that we know, the people that we encounter, the people that need that experience. You see, a rich generosity is not based on what I have. Rather, it's based on my surrender to God and what I and whether what I have is used in obedience to Him. Jesus tells the story of the individual who came to the temple and made a big show about his generous offering. Another woman who quietly came by and dropped two small coins. And Jesus says that that woman gave more than all the others. Why? Because she was rich in generosity. He says she gave all that she had in order to benefit someone else. Jesus says that no greater love can be found than a person would lay down their life for a friend. That's rich generosity, when you give all that you have to benefit someone else. God's desire is that we allow, even in the midst of our severe trial, and even in the midst of extreme poverty, we allow His Spirit to produce an overwhelming joy that wells up in a rich generosity. Not that lifts us up, but that reflects the very nature of God, who loved us so much that He gave. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself. It has given us what we need to be generous, because it's given us You. And when You promise to supply all of our needs according to Your riches and glory, we don't get to define what those needs are. You've already defined it. We need peace. We need comfort. We need relationship with You. And You've made all of that possible through Jesus. Father, so often we look at this term generosity here in our world and we immediately think, that's money. And while that does include money, it's not always about money. And as we draw near to You, as Your Spirit produces this overwhelming joy, may we be rich in generosity, not simply with our possessions, but with our time, with our compassion, with our mercy, with our forgiveness, with our kindness, with our goodness, with our love. A rich generosity that freely shares the fruit that Your Spirit is producing within us. And God, give us wisdom to know how to be generous the way You want us to be generous. How to be those instruments of help that You've created us to be, even as we receive help that You've designed for us. Father, as we pray about rich generosity, I continue to pray for this war that's going on in the Middle East. A war that has definitely intensified, but not a new war. much like the war in Ukraine, it's an ongoing war, and it's one that unfortunately affects innocents more than it does those that are engaged in the war. And so I pray for Israel. I pray for their enemies. I pray that you would be lifted up in the midst of this conflict, in the midst of this battle, in the midst of the horrendous atrocities that take place in war. And Father, may you intervene in a way that makes it clear that you have stepped in and have said enough. Father, as we live life today, may we lift up Jesus. May we grow in generosity. May we reflect Him so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.